Track 8. It's less than 2 weeks since Halloween, so some spooky tales are still topical. Here is Maggie Secker with some very strange stories from around Norfolk.
We continue our look at some favourite folklore stories from the county. We found out about Black Shuck's death stare, a bubbling hellhole, a cursed stone, a wooden leg that grew into a tree, I know. And just what is it that protects the golden treasure of Callow Pit? A flavour of some of the strange stories embroidered into Norfolk's rich folklore tapestry. We start with a cruel fairy tale, Babes in the Wood, which is said to be based on a true story that happened near Watton in the 1500s. Griston Hall owner Edmund de Grey had a grandson Thomas whose father died when he was 7 years old. The little boy's uncle was Robert de Grey, who stood to inherit Griston and the land it stood on if young Thomas died before he married and had a family of his own. When young Thomas went missing at the age of 11, and Robert claimed the de Grey wealth as his own, rumours flew. With the shadowy wood so close to Griston, and the murky dealings of Robert de Grey creating a storm of suspicion, a story was spun in which Thomas had been murdered by Robert and his body hidden in the darkest recesses of the forest. A tale which was later adapted and became Babes in the Wood. Close to the ruin of St Peter and St Paul's Church at Tunstall is a boggy pool of water known as Hellhole, which bubbles in the summertime. The bubbles are said to be the sinking church bells as they are taken to hell by the devil, who snatched them in front of the parson and church wardens who were arguing about who should take them. On quiet nights, across the bogs and marshland, it is said the muffled peal of bells can be heard as Satan rings them in his underworld. Stockton Stone is an oblong sandstone glacial megalith. Stands on a grassy slope on the west side of the Beccles to Norwich A146 road, a silent watchtower over a busy thoroughfare that is said to guard a curse which sees misfortune or death befall anyone who sees fit to move it. The stone was moved in the 1930s during work to straighten the main road. It was moved diagonally eastward by about 14 feet, and the disturbance was regarded locally with some misgiving. Following the work, one of the workmen involved collapsed and died. He's Norfolk's very own folklore hero. Black Shuck is the devil dog that haunts the east of England, and in particular the county's coastal roads, graveyards, crossroads, woodland and marshes. A large black dog, he has been seen, with or without a head, with one glowing eye, or two, floating on a carpet of mist, or keeping pace with those he stalks. It is said that if you look into his eyes, or eye, your death, or the death of someone in your household, will occur by the end of the year. Brograve Mill lies in ghostly ruins close to Waxham and Horsey. With its gentle westward tilt, it is a mere skeleton of what was once a majestic eight-bladed windmill. Legend has it that the man who owned the mill in 1771, Sir Bernie Brograve, wagered his soul that he could outmow the devil. A foolish bet which Lucifer won with ease. He turned to collect Bernie's soul, but the landowner had disappeared towards his mill, slamming the door in the devil's face. Whipped into a temper, the devil pounded on the door with his terrible cloven hooves, and the next morning, when Sir Bernie gingerly opened the door, he found it pitted with hoofprints and leaning decidedly to the west, where Satan had attempted to blow the mill down. Hidden amongst a thicket of trees at East Somerton are the ruins of St Mary's Church. Built in the 15th century, only the tower and walls of the nave remain. Local folklore tells of a witch who was buried alive in the nave of the church by villagers. Her wooden leg grew into a massive oak tree which destroyed the church and still stands in the nave. Legend has it that if you walk round the tree three times and call her name, the witch's spirit will be released. A gloomy pond in Southwood is said to hide many secrets. Said to have been a hiding place for smugglers and other ne'er-do-wells, Callow Pit on the boundary of Moulton St Mary and Cantley has had an uneasy relationship with those who live nearby for centuries. Said to be patrolled by the ghost of a headless horseman, legend had it that a large quantity of gold had been sunken in its deep waters, with the spectre ensuring that no one dared to try to claim it as their own. A story says that when foolish men tried to remove the treasure, as they hauled the treasure chest to the surface, they were enveloped in a thick cloud of sulphurous smoke as a black hand and arm rose through the water to take back the chest. There we end our trip through just some of the spooky folklore tales of this fine county. I hope you've been enlightened and not spooked too much.
Thank you, Maggie. Headless horsemen, black dogs, hell holes, and glacial megaliths. There's a lot to watch out for on a dark Norfolk night.